We're continuing today in our study in Romans, and today we're in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 34. I'm not sure if I've shared this in the worship service. I think I might have shared it in Bible study or some other places, but one evening about 15 years ago now, we were living in Brooklyn, New York, and Grace and I had gone out. I think we were on our way to a Circuit City. I don't even think they don't even have Circuit Cities anymore, but I think we had to get a repair or return a TV for some reason. And we were about two blocks away from our home, and we're in the car, I'm driving, and I come to a stop sign, and I went to go and make a look to my left, as you would normally do, and out of my shock and surprise and dismay, a pickup truck was heading directly for me. Now, I wasn't in the cross street. I was at the stop sign, and this truck was coming out of control, heading directly towards not just the car, but to me. And I had a stick shift at the time, and I'm panicking, and nothing's happening, and next thing I know, we get hit. That is what is called an accident. You get a broadside, you get broadsided because the truck hit my driver's side door, and it actually indented the door in the perfect location to where the side of my body is. And so I immediately experienced a lot of pain, and next thing I know, there's a fire truck and ambulance that came, and I had to go to the hospital. And actually, at the hospital, that was much more painful than the accident, because they put me on one of those metal tables to do some X-rays. And I think at that point, Grace heard me screaming. And I ended up breaking, I think it was 5 or 6 ribs in my collarbone. It was a drunk driver. The guy was driving an old truck, probably a 1965 truck. He had a license plate on it that had expired about 20 years before. Probably found it at his junkyard. So I wasn't driving a new car, so it wasn't that big of a deal in terms of the car. But in that moment, everything had, you know, been uprooted and changed in my life. All of a sudden, I'm in a sling and in pain, and had to go through some period of rehab. One of the interesting things about it was in getting back to driving, how my mentality changed. Now, if you know anything, if you've ever driven in a big city, New York is actually even kind of unique compared to other cities like Chicago or Los Angeles, in that there's just a lot of cars in a small area. There's a lot of cars. People tend to drive fast, and when you drive, you have to be alert, you have to be assertive, and you have to be decisive. And after my accident, I was the opposite of all of those things. I was fearful, I was timid, and not very decisive, because every time I saw a car coming to my left, I would like shake, I would flinch or something like that. It took a while before I could get back up to a state where I could drive with comfortability in this hectic environment of New York traffic. And I couldn't help but think of that situation when I was looking at and studying this passage, because we see here that oftentimes we go through difficulties in our lives. We get broadsided, so to speak. We're doing well, and next thing we know, our lives are kind of in an upheaval, and we lose our balance, so to speak, and we have to try to regain our composure as we seek the Lord. And in today's passage, we have good news that no matter what we're going through, God is on our side. God is for us. So let's read this passage together. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be